Welcome to the Battery Testing Mentor podcast. My name is Johannes Rössner, and here I discuss the topics of battery handling and battery testing for large batteries, batteries that are used in electric cars, in electric trucks, in stationary applications. I want to use this episode to explain what this podcast is about, how I imagine it to be, how it hopefully benefits you, and why am I doing it. Let's start with me. In German, we have a proverb that goes like, the donkey always calls himself first. But nevertheless, I want to start with myself because I think it will help you to understand why I'm doing it. What is my motivation? I studied electrical engineering at the Technical University in Munich more than 10 years ago. Pretty straightforward electrical engineering. To be honest, not a lot of touch points with batteries. There was one lecture from a professor who basically had a faculty for drivetrains who taught a lecture about batteries because he saw the importance of batteries coming already. He also organized a program where students electrified a buggy. And I had the honor to join this program right at the start in the first semester. And I was part of this transformation from a bare structure with four wheels into something that really drove on electricity and with a battery inside. To be honest, it drove only after like several all-nighters and at the day of the presentation, but it drove and we all sat in there and took turns. And I have to say that there I learned a lot. And I think all the students who joined there learned a lot. We made many mistakes as well. But we at least tried, and that time we often didn't know really better. Just at the very end of my student life, a faculty was started that took special care of batteries, electrochemistry, and I took the chance and did then a diplome engineer or master thesis together with them and a company that was building a battery lab and basically was thrown then into the early start of building a battery lab. It was great insights that I gained there. I still remember the first abuse tests we did as a student and seeing these battery cells explode. I mean, not all exploded, some just violently burned. Yeah, it was an super interesting phase, and it made me then decide to stay in this field. These tests that we did then helped us also to build really a very good, excellent battery testing lab. I joined there. I was involved in the whole planning as well, in the ramping up, in performing some tests, and by this, I gained insight into the whole spectrum from cell test to pack test, from performance testing to abuse testing. With time, I then focused more on performance and performance testing on module and on pack level. But because we were ramping up, we had to help everyone, each other, and I was suddenly in our bunker preparing abuse tests or help in the pack performance testing. And again, I learned a lot. We also made some mistakes. We also didn't do some things in the best way right from the start. But here again, an proverb comes to my mind that I know in English is you can't make an omelet without breaking the eggs. So with this experience, I transferred a couple years later to Japan. I went to Japan to help a Japanese company, like our partner at the time, to build a battery test lab in Japan. It was a fantastic experience. I was living there in Japan. in this Japanese life, in the Japanese company. This company was really so Japanese that we met every day in the morning to do this morning exercise that you might have heard already. So back to the battery testing, I was there to help them build up the test lab, to bring the experience that I had, to help them set up tests, to help them execute tests. But I was also then talking to customers as a kind of technical sales. I was involved in the whole battery test lab operation. And above all, my task was to train the Japanese colleagues so that they could work later on when I was gone and everything would run well and they had the knowledge. And after 1.5 years, I moved on. I moved a couple thousand kilometers away to south of China and was involved again in the planning of a battery test lab. It was a completely different experience. I mean, the culture of China is completely different to that of Japan or Germany. And the team there that was doing battery tests already had already achieved quite a bit, but now it was the step for us to really make it big and professional, more professional. And I have in that time also seen a lot of local labs who really did a very, very hands-on approach and tested batteries just in some abandoned factory halls, basically. Soon, this planning of one battery lab turned into planning two battery labs, because China is so big, you can't just serve like all of China from one lab in the south of China. I relocated to Shanghai, and then with my knowledge, I also took on a global responsibility and supported all the battery labs around the world in our company. I joined conferences, I discussed with customers, I was involved in planning several battery labs around the world, and kind of could then bring the experience that I made in all this time really to well use. It was an amazing time. I'm still grateful for all the experiences and the learnings I made during that time. During this time in China, also, a friend and I started a podcast about hydrogen. With my global role, I was also dipping my brain into this topic a bit, and I got in touch with Martin. And with my tendency to throw myself into uncomfortable situations, like I'm doing now a bit, I said yes when he asked me to start the Hydrogen Bar podcast. It is still a great ride, and it inspired me to start this podcast here. If you are German speaking, check it out under www.hydrogenbar.de. And then in 2022, this point came where I just needed to do something different. So I quit my job, I left China, I returned to Europe, and I started my own company. Now I'm using this battery testing experience to help customers make their battery testing activities more efficient, better, safer, be it on the test lab side or be it on the customer side who needs the test and wants the data. And I use the time now also to think a lot about kind of the problems that I saw, the challenges. And one of these big challenges that are there is really the knowledge of the people. Because to be frank, a battery testing lab is often a temporary stop in the career of many engineers. They go there, they learn a lot because they can work on many different batteries, can see a lot of different things. And with this knowledge, after a couple of years, they continue and go to a battery developer or a car manufacturer or other companies. So these battery test labs often have the challenge to teach many junior people who leave, and the experienced ones are always overloaded and basically have not really the time to teach a lot. So thought about it, and I started this podcast, or I am starting this podcast now. I want to share knowledge and also my experiences in battery testing and battery handling. I want to do this actionable and concise, so that without much chit chat, you can listen in and take something with you that you can apply. And I also want to make it not too long. My goal is around 15 minutes maximum, so that you can listen to this in breaks or when you're waiting for the battery to finish the last couple of minutes of charging. I also want to invite people for doing interviews, especially people who are experienced in this, are experienced with equipment, are experienced with battery testing, battery validation, with battery development. And these interviews might take longer, but I will figure out how we do it. Back to the overall point. This podcast really should help you to get a steeper learning curve, get more experience in the battery testing that you can apply. And especially if you're a young engineer, if you're just getting into this field. But I also hope that this podcast helps for experts who know already basically everything, that they get a refresher and get called this knowledge that they have back into the forefront of the mind. And because I know that there are many different people, juniors and the experts, everybody starts with different level of knowledge, I thought also to make an email newsletter, basically, or an email that accompanies this podcast. And with every podcast, you get an email, can get an email with a summary of the content. So you can decide, is it worth listening to this podcast? I mean, basically, it's always worth. I know it's the podcast about battery testing and handling. But I understand if sometimes you have higher priorities on your table. But also, if you listen to it, you can afterwards still use this email to recap the key learnings. And repetition helps to keep stuff in mind. So I hope this email will help to really transfer this learning from just some kind of education or edutainment, how it's called, into really something that you can apply. So sign up on www.batterytestingmentor.com, just written together. Also, I want to lose some burns about the financing, because when I started to think about the podcast, I talked to many people, and ESPEC, a company that builds climate chambers, directly offered me to sponsor the podcast in the beginning. I was really thrilled, and I'm very, very thankful to them for making this endeavor, this adventure for me possible. Other sponsors might come. Nevertheless, I guarantee you that this sponsorship will not influence what content I provide here. With that, thank you very much for listening in. I wish you good further listenings, good further podcast, a lot of learnings, and see you the next time at the Battery Testing Mentor podcast.